Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've come to the point in our life where we have to begin an ascent back into the glory of God the Father. We found ourselves in this present system simply because we slipped, we descended from our place in glory. God the Father is righteous, and in Him there is no shadow of turning. Right from the beginning, we have been in Him. He had given everything unto the Son for His enjoyment and to rule over. And we all constitute the Son that was from the foundation, that was, you know, in the beginning with God the Father. The sorrows, the tribulation that this world has to offer, all these things that we might have suffered over the years in our human experience, is about to become a thing of the past. Jesus was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Every single work of the devil. Where you have sorrow, heavy spirits, you know, bitterness, pain, and all these torments that besiege men, you realize that it's simply the devil. Wherever you have that impression that you are not pleasing God, whenever you have that impression that you cannot approach God the Father, if you cannot enjoy the presence of God your Father, understand that it's simply the work of the devil. Jesus has come to destroy every work of the devil, and He leads us back to the place of perfection. He leads us back to the realm where the Father's presence is found. Hallelujah. Like we read in part 1, this location is Mount Zion. Mount Zion, the holy hill of the Lord. The elevated place where you can find God's presence. The psalmist in Psalm 15 and 24 asks us, who can ascend the holy hill of the Lord? Who can dwell in that holy place? In thy tabernacle, where your presence might be found. Who can come to this place of infinite blessings? Because any man who finds himself standing upon Mount Zion finds himself right in the very heart of God. It is a place where only that which is of God can stand. Only the offspring of God. Only that which is begotten of God. Oh, hallelujah. No man can get there. Man is not aware of it. Hallelujah. It is the place of immortal life, immortality, eternal life. It's a place where death does not exist. Oh, hallelujah. Fear ceases because you see the end from the beginning. You stand in the place as God. Oh, hallelujah. If you discover yourself upon the holy hill of the Lord, then you will know of a truth that you are the Son of the living God. Then you will know of the truth that you are in God the Father. You are one and inseparable. No more head knowledge. No more just talking and confessing my faith. You will know it. You will realize it in its entirety. Hallelujah. You will know that you are the Son who is seated on Mount Zion, ruling over all the works of God. Oh, hallelujah. John, the apostle, had a vision on the overcomer, on the glorious state of the overcomer. Who is the overcomer? The overcomer is the one that overcomes this world, that overcomes this present system, this dark age, where there is no knowledge of God. This dark age where you have lived life all alone as a human. You've struggled and tried to create a world of your own. This vain temporary world that is annihilated in their mind from the living God. Hallelujah. The world does not know God. The world cannot know God because the world is simply a formation of men who live separated in their minds from the living God. Hallelujah. When Adam left God's presence in the Garden of Eden, which actually is Mount Zion, from that moment, Adam started to create his own world. Adam, thinking he was wise, thinking himself to be God, his own self-will, his own wisdom, according to the natural carnal senses, the serpentine natural mind, went about creating his own world. And that is what people are doing. People create their world, create their environment without a knowledge of the living God. They try to act as God. So they create a chaotic world. You see, at the end of the day, things crumble. Things begin to go wrong, and you do not know why. Tribulation sets in. Fear sets in. Hallelujah. And all kind of worries set in. There is no security. Hallelujah. Simply because you have created your world apart from God. When all you ever needed was to maintain yourself in God's world, in God's kingdom, in God's realm. Oh, hallelujah. So the world does not know God. Where you have the world, it is simply an entity absent from the living God. Oh, hallelujah. So, when you talk of the overcomer is the one who overcomes that dark system, that dark entity called the world. That emptiness that we have lived in, that we have tried to form without God. You overcome it. And you enter into a new world whose creator, whose founder is God, you enter into a new reality where you discover yourself living in the bosom of the Father. When you discover the Father, you know that you are one with the Father. Hallelujah. This is a new reality, a new world that we enter into. Hallelujah. And it's all situated in the heights of God called Mount Zion. Hallelujah. So let us go on to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. John the Apostle, with a revelation here of the overcomer. Let us see what it says. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is Mount Zion. And with him, 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard a voice of harpers harping with their harps, and a song, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song except the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Oh, hallelujah. These are they which have not defiled. We are not defiled with women. They are virgins. These are they which follow the lamp whithersoever he goes. These are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits of God unto the lamp. And in their mouth was found no guile. And they are without fault before the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. You see, what John was seeing here was the company of the redeemed throughout the ages. So 144,000 is not a literal number like we know in this world. These are spiritual signs. God uses this as codes, spiritual codes, to express spiritual things. 12 times 12 makes 144. You see, it talks about the complete body. It talks about the group of people who have reached the status of the fullness of Christ. 12 is number of sonship, 12 sons of Israel, 12 disciples. So this is a complete body. People who have reached, you know, the fullness. They come to the place of maturity in Christ. Hallelujah. And this people stood upon Mount Zion. The Bible says they were redeemed from among men. Redeemed from the earth. Redeemed from among men. These are not men. They are not human beings. It's important we understand this thing properly. That which is human, that which is flesh and blood, that which is natural, born of a natural woman, of the earth, cannot partake of God's glory. They cannot come to this place of life and abundant blessing. Oh, hallelujah. No man, no mortal man can see life. Hallelujah. You have to be redeemed from among men. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by the Spirit of God, which transforms us from that carnal flesh and blood entity into a celestial spiritual being. Hallelujah. Nothing that offends, makes a lie, or defiles can stand on this holy place, can ascend this holy hill of God? Nothing. You just have to let go of your humanity and submit to the truth. Submit to the revelation of who you truly are as Christ reveals it to you. Let go of your humanity. Let go of your carnality. Hallelujah. Loosen yourself from, you know, those things that bind you to the earth. Oh, hallelujah. You see, if you read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 13, see, let's see what Paul says. He was speaking here to Timothy. He says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Christ Jesus, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and holy potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of Lord, who wholly has immortality dwelling in light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Hear what Paul is saying here? Hallelujah. He's talking about the King of Kings, Christ, his dwelling place, the place of immortal light. Hallelujah. The place where no man can approach, which no man can see. Hallelujah. It's not a place for human beings. It's not a place for mortal men. So you must let go. Let go of your humanity and take a hold of your true heavenly image as it is revealed to you, you know, before the glass mirror of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Conforming ourselves daily to the truth. Amen. So this 144,000 which John saw had the name of the Father written upon them. Oh, hallelujah. Having the name of the Father written upon them. Written upon their foreheads. The forehead talks about your mind. Hallelujah. Your mind. That is where your thinking faculties. Hallelujah. See, there are only two marks. You can either have the mark of the beast, which is the mark of carnality, the mark of, you know, mortal man, or you can have the mark of God the Father. See, the mark of God the Father is simply the mark we lost in Adam. We lost in Adam when we descended. We descended from God's glorious presence, from God's holy hill. Hallelujah. As we were deceived by the teachings of this dark age, which is represented by the serpent. Hallelujah. See it. When Adam transgressed, from that moment, he received the mark of the beast, the mark of carnality, the mark that identified him according to the exterior, to a materially derived identity. Hallelujah. Amen. A mark that caused Adam to begin to perceive the creation according to natural senses. Oh, hallelujah. Adam became very much like the beast that perishes, understanding things according to the natural mind and not perceiving the things according to the mind of God, according to deity. Hallelujah. From the depths of God. He started to fetch from the depths of Satan. Amen. As the revelation of God comes by the Spirit, we have to overcome that old mark. That mark of the beast. That mark of the serpent. And reclaim the mark of God. The mark of God the Father. And this thing comes by continuous transformation by the Spirit of God. Day and night, we have to receive truth by the Spirit. We have to come to a place where we begin to perceive the creation according to the mind of God. No more according to our carnal minds. No more according to the natural senses. Carnality is that. Carnality is that which corrupts you and separates you constantly from God your Father. It separates you, giving you the idea that you have a nature different from God the Father. Hallelujah. So you have to overcome that mark by allowing the Spirit to regenerate you, wash you, purge you, convert you. This thing comes by constant meditation, intimate fellowship in the Spirit, continuity in fellowship, abstinence from this world. Hallelujah. Abstinence for this world. You see, that's why the Bible says that these ones are virgins. Revelation chapter 14. I'm talking here of the 144,000 upon Mount Zion. It says that these ones are virgins. They have not defiled themselves with women. They are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. You see it? They have not defiled themselves with their virgins. Hallelujah. Defile yourself with women simply talks about defiling yourself with the systems of this world. Marrying yourself to the systems of this world. Joining yourself to this world. James says, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? You cannot be joined to this dark system, to this world system, and at the same time be joined to God the Father. Because this system is not of God. Hallelujah. This system is a system founded by Satan, by man. And it has no knowledge of God in it. So if you join yourself to this system, it's simply enmity with God. We have to join ourselves to God and God alone. John says, love not this world, nor the things that are in this world. If any man loves this world, the love of God is not within him. See, all that is in this world is lust. Lust according to your natural senses. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. That is what constitutes this world, this outer world that we see today. See, and if any man joins himself to the world, that joins himself to this system, this Babylonian system, the love of God is not in him. See it? And this world is simply none of God. It's a temporal order You see it? Which men, you know, blindly unite themselves with, you know, only to find themselves, you know, slipping down into the pool of perdition and destruction, day and night. If any man seeks glory from God, if any man seeks to know God, if any man seeks to rediscover himself upon Mount Zion, to rediscover himself in the perfection of God the Father, he must divorce himself from this world. There must be a separation from this world. Hallelujah. So this is where we are today. Understanding what the will of God the Father is. That you come out of from among them. Come out from among the nations upon the earth. In this material carnal world. And find your way back to God's eternal invisible kingdom. There you will find your peace. There you will find all that you ever need for your prosperity and your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And the Bible now goes on to talk about this 144,000 as people who follow the lamp wherever it goes. And then they follow the lamp wherever it goes. They become first fruits. The first fruit of God's harvest. First fruits of unto God, so that men can behold the fruits and partake of these fruits so that they might be saved. Oh, hallelujah. If you find yourself upon this holy place of God, upon this holy hill of God, among the redeemed of God, you become a life giver. Hallelujah. You become God's representative upon the earth. Only those who follow the lamp wherever it goes will discover themselves upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. The lamp of God. See, the lamp of God is saying today, follow me. Follow me. Hallelujah. No more. Don't follow the voice of the strangers. Don't follow the voice of the blind guides, your religious rulers, your traditions and your beliefs of men. Don't follow your natural understanding, but loosen up and begin to follow the voice of the Spirit. The voice of the Spirit, the inner anointing that teaches you all things. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God, He will lead you into all truths. He will lead you to the fountains of living water. Hallelujah. It's a free gift of God. James says, if any man lack wisdom, he should ask the Father who gives to all freely. And God will give you wisdom. Amen? No, stop asking only for bread. Stop asking for what you eat, what you wear. Stop asking just for jobs, for houses, for a wife. For children, begin to ask God for wisdom, celestial wisdom, for the bread of life. Oh, hallelujah. from that, for that heavenly wisdom. Ask God to lighten your path, because it is the light of the God that of the Lord that will lead you back to God's holy hill. Oh, hallelujah, the light, the understanding, the revelation that comes from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Heavenly knowledge from the depths of God. Revealing the truth, your true substance. Hallelujah. When you begin to rediscover yourself, who you truly are. You see all the bondages of the flesh begin to drop off. All your imperfection begin to be a thing of the past. All your fears begin to be a thing of the past. Your habits begin to drop off. Hallelujah. Because in your true immortal state, in your true glorious state, before you descended into the lie of your human material existence, you were not bound to cigarettes. You were not bound to drugs. You were not lustful. Hallelujah. You are not a creature of fear. You are not a creature with a nature any different from that of your Father God. So the Spirit of God will now begin to remind you, revive you, and remind you of that true inner being, who you truly are. What you truly are, your true substance. Hallelujah. He begins to remind you. You see, it is this knowledge of Christ within you, the knowledge of Christ within you, that actually causes you to escape the corruption that is in this world. Hallelujah. That corruption in this world that has constantly pitted you against God, your Father. He caused you to, you know, to look at God as your enemy. You are unable to please God. See, it always had the feeling that you are falling short somewhere. You do not love God. You don't love God enough, isn't it? You always had that feeling that you're only pretending, that you can't please God. See it? Hallelujah. That you can never make it, that you've committed the unforgivable sin. See, some people have tried and tried, that they become scared of trying. They become scared of, you know, even trying anymore. Some people are afraid to fall. Afraid to fall back, because they've fallen many times. See, it, all that is just the subtle work of the devil. Jesus Christ is here to destroy all that illusion that you are an entity apart from God. Hallelujah. He has come to reveal the Son in you, perfect, without guile. He's there on the inside of you. Hallelujah. If you discover the Son on the inside of you, you stand on that holy ground. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Trust the Lord. You are among that 144,000 that John saw standing upon Mount Zion. You are among that company. We are among that company. Nothing can change this truth. All you have to do is to persevere, continue, and believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you realize that symbolically Moses got to this holy place? I say symbolically here, allegorically, Moses got to this place upon Mount Horeb, when he met the Lord in the burning bush. Hallelujah. Now let's quickly rush to Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. You see it? Hallelujah. God told Moses, you are standing upon holy ground. We know how Moses got to this particular place. He had to go 40 years in the wilderness. Moses had to divorce himself from Egypt. He left the royalty, which was his birthright, I mean, according to the natural, his royalty, he left it in Egypt. He left the pleasure of Egypt. For 40 years, he lived in the wilderness. You know what they call a wilderness? You need to go to the encyclopedia, go to the internet, and look at those wildernesses that Israel and co passed through, that you will know what hardship is all about. So he left the beauty of Egypt, the glory of Egypt, and had to stroll in, you know, be in the wilderness for 40 years before he found this holy presence. Symbolically, everyone who wants to appear, who wants to stand on this holy ground, must pass through this period of patience and waiting. Now, it doesn't have to literally be a 40 years like Moses. It could be 5 years, it could be 1 year, it could be 5 months, 6 months. See it? It all depends on the Spirit. It all depends on you, how you prepare yourself, how you submit yourself. You see it? But what we need is endurance. See, when you go through the wilderness, situation is simply when you find yourself in a greater, in a place where you are tempted. Tempted day and night to abandon your faith and go back to the lie. See, the devil tells you are a failure. See, that you cannot make it. You've committed the unforgivable sin. See it, and you have to stand on the word of God. Stand on the confession of the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand on the truth. Speak the truth. This 144,000 upon Mount Zion, the Bible says, in their mouth was no guile. No guile. You have to learn to speak the truth in all situations. What is the truth? That you are a celestial being. That we are all part and parcel of the Godhead. That we are one with God the Father. That we are members one of each other. Hallelujah. Humanity cannot teach you that. Humanity tells you that you are white, you are black, you are male, you are female. It's that this is that, that is that. No. But if you open your eyes to truth, you will discover that we all are one. One body. From the foundation of the world. You have to speak the truth, walk in the truth, confessing Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And as you do these things, you might have to go through certain trials of your faith. See it? Hallelujah. We receive letters from people crying that, you know, they don't seem to be making it, that they are not progressing in the things of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you, if you are in the wilderness 40 years, time doesn't pass by. It's like if, you know, you are not progressing. Isn't it? But those who have waited will not be ashamed. Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. If you wait upon the Lord, you can be rest assured that God will bring about that work of perfection that He has promised. God is not a man that He can lie. Hallelujah. God is not unrighteous to forsake you, you who seek Him day and night. You who wait on Him patiently day and night. Hallelujah. Amen. And many people, you know, just perish off in the wilderness and never make it. Many people never make it to the holy place. Because they've not understood the principle of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to learn to walk by faith, believing in the blood of Jesus, the righteousness that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Flesh is flesh. God does not expect flesh to be perfect. Do you hear me? We're not trying to say you can just do whatever you want, but bear it in mind that any stumbling along the line is already covered and paid for by the blood of Jesus. You must always remember this, because if you do not have this understanding, you will only suffer and perish away in the wilderness. Amen. The devil will accuse you day and night. You see, it comes in the form of serpents, snake bites. Amen. They come to accuse you and, you know, give you that sense of being contrary to the nature of God. You have to learn to cast down these voices, listen to God your Father, and you shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah. So let us ascend, brethren. Let us ascend now that we are seeing the end of the faith. God wants us to stand upon this holy ground, like Moses, so that we are blessed and we become a blessing to others also. Oh, hallelujah. So that we shall stand upon Mount Zion with the harps of God, singing the new song which no man can learn. No mortal man can sing this song. This is a song for the redeemed. It is only the redeemed that can praise God. The dead cannot praise God. Forget about the sophisticated orchestras, sophisticated systems of religion, you know, worship, what people call praise and worship. No man can praise God. You cannot praise God. Praise is only found upon Mount Zion. We're talking of inner melody, not just sound that, you know, takes away your emotion, that causes your emotion to move here and there. No. The inner strings that are on the inside of every man. This string has been abandoned by the rivers of Babylon. Hallelujah. By the time you find yourself back in this, on the holy hill of God, the strings become alive once more. Oh, hallelujah. Then you know what true praise is. Hallelujah. Your eyes will be open to see the glory of God. Your eyes will be open to see the beauty of God your Father. Your eyes will be open to behold the love of God your Father. Hallelujah. And you shall sing unto generations and generations of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So let us ascend. take with you the words of revelation. Take with you, you know, the message of the kingdom. And begin to ascend. Realizing who you are. Realizing your true form. Realizing your oneness with the Father. Hallelujah. Ascend, 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 ascend to the place of eternal life. Amen.